So anyway, we have these two camps. The esoteric people deal with the dream itself, making the best of the dream. Now, in the Course in Miracles, when it talks about making the best of the dream, it calls it a happy dream. It says you can produce a happy dream within the dream. It says that's the best that you can do in the dream itself. So we can apply the right principles within the dream to make it a happy dream. And the esoteric people, that's basically what they're attempting to do, is make this dream into a happy dream so that we're in more control, we have good health, we have prosperity, we have good relationships, and if we can supply all those ingredients, then we can make it a happy dream. But nobody in that esoteric camp calls it a happy dream. They just call it overcoming things. Whereas in the Course in Miracles, it calls it the path to the happy dream. Another thing it goes into, the Course says it's very controversial. It talks about special relationships. It defines a special relationship this way, and this is one of the hardest things for A Course in Miracles students to accept, is what it says about special relationships. It calls it a special relationship where any relationship you have, you give more weight to than relationship with anybody else. It says you need to look on all people as equals and equal value. So if you're married and you feel that your spouse or your kids or your family are special people, the Course says, no, this is not the right attitude. No matter how close these people are to you, they're no more important in the eyes of God than anybody else, you know. So we need to look on everybody else as having equal value, which in a lot of ways is quite impractical, because if you're married or if you have children, you, of course, give them more attention than you give the neighbor's kids or starving kids in Africa or wherever, you know. I don't know of anyone that would take the food from the mouth of his kids and give it to some other kids if its kids really need that food, you know, or clothing or whatever. So some people take this too far. I think the correct idea here is to acknowledge that we all have equal value, yet those within our circle, it is only natural to give them more attention and recognition than people we don't even know. It says this about the special relationship. It says it is a strange and unnatural ego device for joining hell and heaven. That sounds like my first marriage. It says, making them indistinguishable. And the attempt to find the imagined best of both worlds has merely led to fantasies of both and to the inability to perceive either as it is. The special relationship is a triumph of this confusion. It is the kind of union from which union is excluded, and the basis for the attempt at union rests upon exclusion. Yeah, if you say you have the special relationship of marriage, you exclude everybody else from having a close relationship with you. That would be the wrong approach according to the Course. So you can acknowledge the closeness of your relationship in marriage while still being open to communication and relationship with other people. Of course, the norms of society, which the Tibetan emphasizes that disciples need to recognize, like you need to be faithful to your mate and that type of thing. Then it talks about that if you have a special relationship like marriage, it says you can make it a holy relationship. And to make it a holy relationship, you bring in the Holy Spirit into the relationship. And if you're both subject to the Holy Spirit, or the God within, so to speak, then it turns it from a special relationship into a holy relationship, because you will see how a relationship is supposed to work through the eyes of the Spirit, so you will see it accurately. And if you see everything accurately, how relationships are supposed to work, then you will turn your special relationship into a holy relationship. And well, some course in, yeah.
There's a teaching called existential metapsychiatry, where Dr. Thomas Hoare says that the only true relationship is where there's joint participation in the good of God. He said that's the only relationship. Is a joint,
right, and that goes along with the Course in Miracles, where you have the Holy Spirit enter in and you have a joint vision of what you're supposed to do together.
And he also has a book called Beyond the Dream. He says this is all a dream.
Yeah, yeah. Now, some Course in Miracles take this too literally, and they don't form any relationship to speak of that's really close. So they go kind of different. If you read the Course in Miracles and just interpret it in black and white, you're going to have a lot of trouble with it and come up with really weird behaviors. Reading the Course in Miracles, the person has to be somewhat synthetic, because sometimes they'll just read about the special relationship only and nothing about the holy relationship, and then they'll focus on that. Others will focus just on the holy relationship and see all relationships as holy because they think they're seeing accurately. Many of them are not very synthetic. To really understand the Course in Miracles, it takes quite a synthetic mind, that you got to put all the pieces together. Because at one time it will emphasize one side of an equation, and another times another side, like holy relationships, special relationships, oneness and many, and so on. But you have to put all these together synthetically to paint a true picture of what it's trying to say. Another thing it says about special relationships, it says you cannot enter into a real relationship with any of God's sons unless you love them all equally. Love is not special. If you single out part of the sonship for your love, you are imposing guilt on all your relationships and making them unreal. So, it says love is not special, yet, if you're in a marriage relationship, you pretty much got to make your spouse feel special and see her as special in one way of looking at it. But in another way, no matter how much you love somebody, their worth in the whole scheme of things is just the same as everybody else. And so I think it's the whole key there is to look at it accurately.
That's something my dad said to me. He said, "You're like Jesus, you love them all."
Yeah.
You love all the women, Ed? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah.
How many have you got now?
Women. Check my pockets and they're empty.
Oh boy.
Where is the women
in get
pockets?
That working for?
Thank you.
Yes.
It says, reason sees a holy relationship as what it is, a common state of mind, where both give errors gladly to correction, and both may happily be healed as one. And that's a real difficulty in close relationships, is both of them acknowledge their errors and give them to the Spirit, so to speak. Kind of let the inner God give revelation to you as a unit as to the path to take. And this is the key, it says, to a holy relationship. says, this is the function of your holy relationship. For what one thinks, the other will experience with him. What this can mean, except your mind and your brothers are one. So what one thinks, so what Artie thinks and feels, if I can experience that with her and have totally empathy, that's part of like the holy relationship. And same thing with everything else. If, say, Marnie is having problems or maybe a joyful experience, if I can tune into that, then I'm having a holy relationship with her or with Adam or with anyone else here. Okay, so that's an interesting thing, but that's one of the things as you read along in the Course in Miracles that it's kind of hard to put two and two together as you're going along.